Initial results show conservatives have received the most votes in yesterday's election in Croatia, winning about 62 seats in the 151-seat parliament. Stefan Bost reports.
Supporters of the conservative Croatian Democratic Union, or HDZ, celebrated as their party received more votes than expected. The results present a major success for the HDZ party, which also led the previous right-wing government that collapsed in June after less than 6 months in power, amid infighting and scandals. That triggered the worst political turmoil in the country since it joined the European Union in 2013. Yet, in a dramatic turnaround, the HDZ won more than 60 seats in the 151-seat parliament, far more than its main leftist rivals, including the Social Democrats, who came in second with more than 50 seats. However, the HDZ will not be able to rule alone. It will need smaller groups, such as third-placed center-right MOST or Bridge, to form a coalition government. That has worried commentators who predict long coalition talks and a weak government. HDZ leader Andrej Plenković played down those fears.
Ono što vam jamčim i što želim i zbog čega se angažiram,
he says, what I can guarantee, what I want and why I engage myself is that the next Croatian government will be stable for the benefit of Croatian citizens, to be European-oriented, just as our friends recommended to us these days. Whoever comes to power will have to overcome major challenges. Although more advanced than other Balkan countries, Croatia has one of the weakest economies in the EU, following years of crisis after the 1991-1995 war. Despite signs of recovery after years of recession, unemployment still hovers around 14%. Croatia is also under pressure to improve relations with its former wartime enemy Serbia, following recent nationalist tensions between the two neighbors. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.